Our assignment for this week was to bring a story about somebody, either in our lives or in somebody else's life, when they had to forgive. And about a year after my dad and mom were married, they moved to a Mennonite church here in Missouri, and the bishop was kind of putting off making them members and like making it take way longer than it had to. And then they ended up getting hooked up with Brother David and gone to Mexico for 5 years. And here, a couple years back, the bishop apologized to my dad for that. And thankfully, he had been able to forgive and not hold it against him.
A few years ago, we were at the St. Louis Zoo, and some girl walked up and said some mean things to one of my sisters, and she really didn't respond, but just went over and kind of quietly told Dad, and that kind of made me think about how if someone's trying to wrong you, and you choose not to wrong them back, the whole conflict just kind of ends right there, and it kind of turns a situation that was meant for bad to good, and just... yeah, it just kind of turns the whole situation around.
I haven't had to forgive much in my life. I've had it pretty good compared to a lot of people in the world. But I'm just working on all the little things anything. That people might do that might mess up my plans, or a slight or some remark, whatever. Just kind of what Micah said: don't do it back. Just kind of let it end there, and be a peacemaker.
My dad's been telling me lately, a couple of times, about like the. What's going on, like, with my grandparents and their you know, struggles in their relationship, and my grandpa has had like lots of therapy and gone to like schools or whatever, and finally, when it came down to it, the blessing was lately how my grandma just completely forgave him and accepted him, you know, how he was, and they're back together now. So it's a real blessing how she had that much patience with him and forgave him like that.
Oh, Brother David has had to forgive a bunch of people in his life, especially when few years ago when the church split, but yeah, that was pretty hard for him, but thankfully God helped him to forgive him.
As my dad was growing up, our grandpa was hard on him sometimes, and now our uncles, they remember that, and they've talked to our grandpa about that, but our dad has just forgiven him.
Stephen was preaching about Jesus. The people got so angry, they began to stone. As he was dying, he called out, "God forgive these people." Jesus said to forgive others, or your heavenly Father won't forgive you. Somebody stole some of my candy, but I try not to be rude to them and just try to forgive them.